This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
November the 2nd, 2020. Fags, bags, and worse. The Grand can now walk independently. I have been surprised that he can outmanoeuvre those of us who have more than half a century of experience on him and should be able to anticipate his every move. Apparently, I can't. It's all coming back to me now. When the son began his life as a self-propelled person, I had the same trouble. I could never anticipate the direction he might dart off in if something caught his eye. He had the advantage of being a good few feet nearer the ground than me. What's more, he had the edge over me when it came to spotting items of interest. It was hard enough to spot the sun, let alone a possible trail of breadcrumbs. Where I might be interested in popping into a shop to explore the beauty and the tactile delights of a bit of hand-thrown pottery, a one-year-old is much more interested in a well-appointed manhole cover. If a determined toddler can't manage to lift the lid to see what lurks beneath that, well, never mind. There's always the gully that runs around the edge. Manhole designs have changed over the years, but still they lend themselves to the accumulation of a range of potential treasures. Toddlers have not changed that much, but they too lend themselves to the accumulation of treasure. Both the son and the grand seem to have been hardwired not to be able to resist a treasure hunt. So much the better if you can find treasure where no one else is prepared to go. When it comes to a manhole cover, the grand is fearless. Quick as you like, he's back up on his feet and passing out fag ends to anyone who wants one. "Do it," he commands. I know that "do it" doesn't mean throw it as far away as you possibly can, but that's what I do. "Ew," I say, pulling a face. He does the same and then wipes the residue from the top of the manhole cover all over the other hand. This is made easier because it has rained a bit earlier on in the day. When the son was small, we were walking down the road when he suddenly bobbed down to retrieve a used prophylactic. "Oh, that's a useful little bag," he said, handing it to me. It might have been once, but was not destined to be so again. "Now, you may need to keep an eye open for treasure," the Dill said. "He likes bottle tops and acorns and everything goes in his mouth." She was right. Thanks to the grand, I know now that you could probably play a game of Twister on the proliferation of bottle tops lying about on Tooting Bec Common. You're never more than a stretch away from one. I know this because the grand and I made very slow progress on our walk as he stopped to pick them up. I draw the line at abandoned bags of dirty nappies. The acorns got stashed in my pocket. The desire to be a good enough parent was as nothing compared with the desire to be a good enough grandparent. In the scheme of things, does it matter if I can't spot fag ends and bottle tops and I'm not much cop at Twister? There's always a way round these things. I can turn it into a game, or I can say no with the most serious expression I can muster. I could throw a granny tantrum. My fallback position is to use the hand sanitizer that would appear to be one of the granny perks of a global pandemic.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.